Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you are listening to me right now, you know what time it is. You know what time it is. This is the Summit with Minister Adam Tuggle. Yes, we are live on the air, and this is not only this the Summit with Minister Adam Tuggle, but this is the Spirit Alive Network, y'all. We're live on the air on today, and this is a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. I know where I am, it's raining right now, but it's still, it might be raining on the outside, but I got joy on the inside of my soul on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and joy bells keep raining in my soul on today. I thank God. First of all, I want to get the preliminaries out of the way, y'all. On today, I want to give God some praise on today because there's two things that I want to do, first of all. First of all, give God some praise for being alive just one more day. And y'all may not understand this, and some of y'all might, some of y'all may not, but it's a blessing just to be in the land of the living. It's a blessing to be in the land of the living, and it's a blessing to see being able to have the activities of your limbs and, you know, things that we take for granted is a blessing to have today, especially the day and age that we are living in. It is good to be alive, especially still dealing with, we all know, the pandemic. A lot of people have went on to glory. A lot of people have went off the scene, but we are still in the land of the living. And every day that we live, it is a day to give God praise for that, in Jesus' name. And there's an old song that says, and I think it's by his name is Jimmy Hicks. I forget his name, but he's a gospel artist, and he sang a song called Born Blessed. And this is back when I was a child, I heard that song. And we are born blessed. From the womb to the grave, we're born blessed. Every day that you get up, you're blessed. That's a blessing. So on today, I usually, you know, the shows usually have real big depth and real big meaning, and, you know, and I talk about things that us as the body of Christ need to do, and things that, you know, that we're going through right now, and, you know, different things. And I usually try to hit on things that make sense. So we're going to do that again today, but we're going to do something that is more, the Lord told me on this morning to encourage today. So that's what we're going to do today. And we know that we are almost in the middle. I can't believe it, but we are almost in the middle of the year, y'all. Can't believe this. The time is going by so fast, and it made me think about what the Lord is doing in this season and in this time. The Lord is speeding up time. And you might say, well, how is he speeding up time? Well, if you look at your day-to-day life, there's not enough hours in a day to get everything done. Have y'all noticed that? And it seems like back in the day, we had a lot of, it seemed like the days went so long, and it was like, oh, wow, I wish this day would end. You know, by the time you got home, it was dark, and you were ready to go and lay down and go to bed. Now it's like it's going by so fast. It's like everything is going by super, super fast. My children, at the beginning of the school year, and I know we're dealing with a pandemic and everything, so it kind of messed up the school year, but it seemed like to me, and this is just my perspective on it, when they started school, you know, it was about It was in the middle of last summer. And now we're already into a new year, getting ready. They're getting ready to have summer break again. That's how quick it happened. And so that's how quick the time has went by so fast. So today we're going to talk about praise. The blessing is in your praise. We're going to talk about it today. And the reason why I said it's going to be a word of encouragement today, because the blessing is in your praise. Now, in the days that we're living in today, the day that we're living in, we need to have two things. There's two important things that we need. Now, out of every weapon we have in our arsenal in the body of Christ, there are two things that we need in depth, and that is prayer and praise. And those two things are very, very powerful in our walk with Christ. And when we talk about praise, we use praise as a weapon, and we use prayer as a weapon, because the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. And the songwriter said, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. You know, we touch God's heart with our praise. We move God with our praise. God moves quicker with our praise than he does our complaining. Uh-oh, I said it was going to be a word of encouragement today. I said I wasn't going to beat nobody up today. But we need praise. We need praise. And the praises of God, when you praise him in the midst of what you're going through, to me, it seemed like when I praise God, the praises of God moves God faster, and it moves my situation out of the way faster when I'm in the midst of praising him. When I'm in the midst of praising him, I don't think about my problems. I don't think about my circumstances. I don't think about my issues that I'm going through. But what I am thinking about is lifting him up. I'm thinking about him getting his just due. In the midst of my worry, in the midst of my problems, I'm giving him praise. In the midst of my – and look, you have to see it this way. That if you praise the Lord, we have a ton of examples where we can praise the Lord through our problems. We have a ton of examples. A great one that the Lord shared with me today, that the Lord showed me today, was Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas was going through when they were locked in prison. And you know what? They were going through for preaching the gospel. They went through with preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. They went through. And the thing is, when you go through your problems and your issues, when you go through your problems and your issues and stuff, you're going to have people around you that's going to say, hey, I don't think you should do that. I don't think it goes that way. You might do something. You praise your way through, and somebody sees you. Why are you still smiling? Why are you? And some people might know that you're going through. But if you praise the Lord, if you give him praise, he'll open up the windows of heaven, and he'll pour out blessings that you won't have room enough to receive it. When you praise him, that's why your blessing is in your praise. Your blessing lies in your praise. This is why I said earlier that prayer and praise is very, very vital in the day and age that we're living in now, because prayer brings the request to God. Praise activates the move of God to move on that request. this is why these two are important. Now, I know we have worship. I know we have fasting and you know, we have giving and we have all these other weapons at our arsenal. But I'm not obsoleting none of the weapons that God has given us, faith and things like that. But praise and prayer are the two of the most important weapons that we have, because praise brings our request to God. Praise activates God to move on our request. Okay? And when you praise God, it moves him. He said that he dwells in the midst of praises. That means he moves in the midst of our praise. He said when the praises go up, the blessings come down. So when we make our prayer requests known, then we make our praises known unto him. Then we get results. Then we get results. When we get with those, and then you know what? Some people, and I don't like this, but there are some people that feel like when they try to make a deal with God. They try to make a deal with him, and you can't make deals with him. This is not a game show. This is not The Price is Right. This is not the game show with Wayne Brady, Let's Make a Deal. This is not none of that. Well, if you get me out of this, I'll do this. No, you're supposed to be doing that already. I'll go to church more if you just get me out of this situation, or I'll pray more if you get me out. No, you're supposed to be doing that already. And I said I wasn't gonna beat nobody. I said I was going to encourage. I ain't trying to beat nobody with the word, but there are some things that we do in our day-to-day lives that we, the thought of it, and you might say it out of innocence. Some people say that stuff out of innocence because they don't, Lord, if you just give me out, because they want to be free. And I understand that. Now, there's a difference between you're doing this because you want something from the Lord, and you know that you're about to get in trouble, and you know that you done got yourself in a downward spiral, and only the Lord can bring you out. And then you start praying to the Lord, Lord, if you just get me out, I'll just do this, I'll just do that. There's a difference between the innocence of it. Now, I understand that. I understand. Lord, I'm coming. Like Paul and Silas. You know, they sang praises unto God. I don't know what they said, because the Bible doesn't say what they said to God, but it said they brought praises. They were locked up for preaching the word of God. They were locked up for casting out spirits out of a woman. They were locked up because the people that were displaying this demonic stuff on this woman, they were trying to get financial gain from it. Amen. And Paul and Silas, the spirit that was in them wasn't having it. And that's what we need to do. That's what we do. That spirit of praise tells the enemy, hey, look, I ain't having it. I ain't having it. Not today, devil. Whatever you got for me, whatever device you have for me, through the midst of my praise, I'm going to tell you this. You better back up off me. You better back up off me.
Yes, sir.
I remember I was in a service one time, and the preacher, he prophesied over me, and he said, your praise is keeping you alive. Your praise is keeping you alive. He said, the devil does not like you praising. This was prophesied to me, and I knew it. I knew that it was true, because I love to praise the Lord. I'll praise the Lord any time of the day, any time of hour, any time of the night. It don't matter to me. I will give God praise anytime. Anytime he asks me to, anytime he tells me to, anytime I feel like praising him. When I don't feel like praising him, I'll praise him. I'll praise him in the church house. I'll praise him in the outhouse. I'll praise him in my house, your house. It don't matter. But that's the way we need to be with our praise, so that we can see the blessings of God. It's not a time, when we go through, it's not a time to complain about the situation. It's a time to seek out results for the situation. Don't you know that the praises of God, when you are going, look, I'm gonna give you a picture. And I want you to picture this in your mind, that when you go through something, or when I go through something, and I'm going to use me, but I want you to take me out of it and put yourself in that place when you picture this. When I go through something, sometimes I don't talk about what I go through, not even to my wife. There's some things I don't, like, say, for example, my knees were hurting me one day. And I didn't say anything to anybody, not even my wife. My wife was like, are you all right? Yes, I'm fine. And do you know why I did that? Because just as well as if I told my wife, now, if it's something severe, then, yeah, I'll tell my wife. I'm not going to, keep that from them. That's just, people that do that, that's not wise. I'm not telling you to be unwise. What I am telling you is that some of the things, like a headache, a toe ache, I don't need to call my pastor to tell, oh, Pastor, can you pray for me? Because I got a toe ache. You can pray for yourself.
Oh, come on now. Say that.
I'm sorry. I said I wasn't going to beat anybody up. I said I'm here to encourage. I'm going to do that. I'm going to keep it on the level. But I've been taught.
Yeah, keep it on here too.
Sometimes, me personally, I've learned to keep my mouth closed on things that bother me sometimes. Because if I announce it, and this is the reason why, I'm going to tell you the reason why, and you might say, well, why would you keep your mouth closed if something, don't you know, you need to pray to the Lord and tell him what's going on. The Lord knows what's going on with me. The Lord knows what's going on with me. Some things are not expedient to speak of, not even to the people that are around you sometimes. Now, is everybody your enemy? No. But this is the reason why. And this is what the Lord gave to me a long time ago. That when I go through certain issues, I don't speak about it because I don't want the devil to know. I don't want the devil to know. And I don't want to give the devil any more arsenal than what he already has. This is why I don't say, when I'm going through, oh, I'm hurting. Oh, I'm this. Oh, I'm that. Oh, I'm this. Baby, I need this because I'm going through this. No. Now, like I said, if it's something severe, I feel like I'm getting ready to go up out of here, then yeah, I'll tell somebody, okay? All right. Now, if I know I need people to pray for me, yeah, I'll tell somebody. Pastor, I need prayer because of this, this, and this. This is going on, and it's very, very severe. Now, I know when, and I know when not to speak. Okay?
Amen.
But it's the little things. It's the, oh, I got a headache, so I'm just not going to church today. No. Go to church because that's where your blessing lies. Don't you know that moves God? When we go through our tests and our trials and we're giving God the praise and we're pressing, the Bible says press toward the mark for the prize of the what? The high calling of God. When we make that press, praise, look, when you praise God, you're pressing. You're pressing your way. You're pressing yourself. You're pushing yourself. And look, It's just like working out. It's just, this walk with Christ is just like working out your physical body. I'm going to show you how. And I like to give examples to show people what I'm talking about. And I'm in the right, God gave us light because God gave parables to show the people. So I'm not doing anything that Jesus didn't do, that Jesus wouldn't do. But the body, the human body, when you go to a gym or you working out your body to get yourself healthier, that's the same thing with the body of Christ. That's the same thing with my walk, my relationship with Christ. I need to work out. I need to spiritually work out. How do I spiritually work out? When I'm on I've been to a gym. I've been to gyms and I've worked out and I've used to be in a weight class when I was in high school. And one of the things that my weightlifting coach, I used to do weightlifting. And one thing my weightlifting coach told me, he said, "You have a disability, but yet you still push yourself." He said, "You push yourself even though it hurts." And he was admired by that. And that's the things that we need to do. Don't you know when you push yourself, even when it hurts to push, even when it hurts to push, don't you know you're getting stronger? The muscles, the physical muscle, when you physically work out your muscles and you pushing your, and you expanding your muscles to the point that they feel like they about to break, don't you know you're making your muscles stronger when you do that? Now, I ain't saying push yourself over the limit, but you pushing yourself to a limit that, hey, I've never been there before. Just a little bit. Don't you know you're helping your body, girl, grow stronger physically? And that's the same thing spiritually. Don't you know? Hey, look, and look. Let me show you this. Let me give this to you. The songwriter says, "When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul, what, cries out hallelujah. I praise God for saving me." Well, guess what? I thought about that song. And don't you know that that helps, that that's your time in your midst of you, in the midst of what you're going through? In the midst, I don't care what it is, in the midst of what anybody goes through, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, just that part right there, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, it makes you go back and think about what he's done for you before. That then entails you to say, okay, wait a minute. If the Lord brought me through that, he can bring me through this. He never left me in this. He never left me in that. He never left me in this over here. He never left me in that over there. So why would he leave me now in the midst of what I'm going through right now? I love that part of that song. See, we sing these songs at church and not knowing the meaning of them. We say these Bible verses not knowing the true meaning of them.
I
bless the Lord at all times. Psalms 34, verse 1 says, "I will bless the Lord at what? At all times." Some of us don't know the meaning of what that one verse even says. We quote it, but do we really know the meaning of it? I will bless the Lord at all times. Which means you'll give him your best praise at all times. It didn't say I'll bless the Lord when I feel like it, when things are going good. Because there's some people, they will give God praise when things are going all good, when bills are paid, when children are acting right, when the gas tank is full, when you got food galore in your kitchen. And then there's some people that only praise him, just like I said, they'll make deals with God. They only give God praise, or they only do what God wants them to do when they want something. I said I wasn't going to do this today. But we got two sides of this. We got one side of people, they do it because everything going good. And then we got the other side, things are going bad, so they want to get something from God. They want to get moved out of that time of grief, so they give God the praise. And then once they get what they want, whether they're in their good season or their bad season of praising God, whichever one, they after it's all over, okay, I don't need you no more, Lord. I don't need you no more. But that's not the time. Do we really understand the true meaning of I will bless the Lord at all times? And his praise, what? It didn't just stop there. It said, and his praise, what? Continually be in my mouth. And his praise shall continually. That means all the time. That means I'm praising him even though my mouth is not moving, I'm still praising him in my mind. That's why I said you can never, ever stop praising God. You can't never. I've never known. I'm always praising the Lord, even though I may not be shouting around. You might say, well, you got to be jumping and shouting around a church to be praising the Lord. You got to be jumping and shouting around your house to be. No, I don't. Because there's a word that is the highest praise that you can give God, and what is that? My soul cries out, what? Hallelujah. They say hallelujah is the highest praise that you could ever give God. If I can't move for the people, there was a time in my life, and I tell this testimony, there was a time in my life where I couldn't give God the praise that I wanted to. Because of the condition that I had, the heart condition that I had. And I say had because I don't have it no more. Yes, I still watch what I do.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
In the midst of that, my former pastor, because she was still living at the time, I would go to church every Sunday. Every Sunday when I was dealing with this issue, and my pastor, my mother, and my father, they knew I wanted to praise the Lord. I was eager to praise the Lord because that's what that gave me life. It gives me life when I praise him. And so I would sit there in the middle of service watching everybody else praise the Lord. I mean, jumping, shouting, whatever they call praising, whatever they wanted to do to praise the Lord. And my pastor said, the Lord understands that you cannot praise him the way you want to. But even if you just wave your hand, that's a praise. And I would sit there and wave my hand and sit there and watch. It would be nerve-wracking for me sometimes. But one day, I said, I was at home, and this is when I was living with my parents, and I said, Lord, this was not me making a deal with God, because I wasn't asking him to heal me. I never asked him to heal me. I never did. I never asked him to bring me out of my heart disease. I never did. In the midst of my problem, I never asked him to bring me out. And that might seem weird to some folks. I knew that he could. You might say, well, why didn't you ask him? You didn't believe that he could? Oh, yeah, I believe that he could. But that praise at that moment was not for me to gain anything. My praise was to give to him because I ain't praised him in a long time. I wanted to give back to him. I wanted to praise him because I wanted to. That wasn't for me to receive anything. Sometimes you got to give God a sacrificial praise, even though you might know that God's going to bless you, but you say, Lord, I don't even want nothing. This is just a praise to you because I want to praise you, just because you're so good, because you've been good to me. I even if I don't receive another thing from you, I just want to give you praise. That'll move God faster for you to bring you out of your situation better than you asking God to move you out of your situation. Because you know what? Not even a month later, I was free from that disease that I was stricken with. not even a month. A couple weeks late, like 2-3 weeks later, I was back at the doctor, and I kid you not. And guess what the Lord allowed me to do? And it wasn't during a church service either. It was during a choir rehearsal. It was during a choir rehearsal. I said, Lord, this was a week before that choir rehearsal. I said, Lord, I want to praise you like I want to. I want to praise you like I used to. Even though I got this condition going on, I want to praise you like I want to. Just please, even if it's just one time. And I never asked him to heal me. I never said, Lord, just let me praise you so I can, just heal me so I can praise you. I didn't say that. I said, Lord, let me praise you. Let me give you the glory like I want to. I know waving my hands is good and everything, and I'm trying to obey the doctor, and I'm trying to do this, and I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to get through this. But, Lord, I just want to praise you. Lord, do you understand that I just want to praise you, Lord? That's all I want to do. I don't want nothing else. Even if it's just for 5 minutes, just get to let me praise you. And I cried out to him. And during that choir rehearsal, I mean, the praises were high in a choir rehearsal. And I began to praise the name of Jesus. It started with worship. It started with worship. And it went into me. It started with me raising my hands because everybody, we sang this song, How Excellent Is Thy Name. And we got to a part of the song where I just started crying out to him in the midst of a choir rehearsal. And we started singing, and the choir started rehearsing and stuff, and we were singing, and the praise, it was like the level of praise went higher than the song. And everybody was crying, and everybody was praying. And the Lord took me. And I felt a hand across my chest, and I kid you not, this is how I knew it was the Lord, because I felt a hand across my chest. I felt a hand, and it wasn't no hand, and I had my eyes open. I opened my eyes to make sure nobody was touching me, because I wanted to make sure it was the hand of God and not anybody else. Because, you know, sometimes we can think it's God, and it's really not. And I felt a hand across my chest. And it said, if you praise me, I'll bless you. And I heard those exact words given to me. Those exact words were told to me. If you praise me, I'll bless you. The Lord spoke to me and said, if you praise me, I'll bless you. And as I began to praise him, I heard the enemy say, if you praise him, you're going to drop dead. If you praise him, if you start shouting, you're going to drop dead. If you praise him, you're going to drop dead. This is the end right here. And I made up in my mind, this is how strong we need to be in the praises of God and in us serving God. I said, devil, and I said it loud too, and they didn't know what I was talking about. The people that I was rehearsing with, our choir, they didn't know what I was talking about. But I heard the enemy tell me that if you praise him, you're going to drop dead. And I began to say, devil, if I go out of here, I'm going out of here with a praise. And I began shouting, and I felt the hand of God touch my chest, and it was holding me, and it was shielding my chest. It was like it was holding. I felt his hand, and I felt a warmness come on my chest. That next week, I went back to the doctor. That next week, and this is a testimony to people that don't understand that pray that the blessing is in your praise. The next week I went back to that doctor told me, you don't have to come and see me no more. He said, if you don't want to, you ain't got to come and see me no more. All the medications that you want, you off of them. He said, your heart is doing better than I thought it would. He said, the medicine that I am giving you could fail you at any time. He said, what is it that you're doing? He said, what is it that you're doing? I want to know. Now, mind you, I've said this before. My doctor was an atheist. He did not believe in God. He did not believe in none of that. All right? He believed in science. That's what he believed in. He said, what is it that is, what is it? I want to know. And I told him, it's nothing but the grace of God. I said, I go to church and I praise the name of Jesus. I dance, I praise, I preach, I do this, and I work for the Lord. That's all I do. And he said, are you sure? That's his exact words to me. Are you sure? He said, you got to be doing something else. This has got to be, no. At that time, I was 20-something years old. I lived by myself. Because I wasn't married at the time. I didn't have any children at the time. That's all I do. Go to church, spend time with my family. That's all I do. And he said, well, whatever you're doing, keep doing it because it's keeping you alive. He said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it because it's keeping you alive. So I said all that to say this, that whatever you're going through, whatever it might be, I don't care what it is. Give God your best praise. Because it was prophesied to me years ago that the devil does not like it. And I'm talking about for me. The devil does not like it when I praise the Lord. He hates it. Because my praise tells the enemy, this is what was prophesied to me. Praise tells the enemy, look, leave me alone. Leave me alone. You ain't got no power here. You ain't got no authority over here. I'm gonna do what I want to do for the Lord. And you ain't got no right to tell me what to do. It was prophesied to me that I don't care what you tell me to the devil. That's my praise is telling the enemy. I don't care what you telling me. I have an I don't care spirit towards the enemy. And that's what our praise needs to be. I don't care what the situation is. We need to tell our problems and our situation with our praise. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it seems like. I don't care what it smells like, look like, sound like. I don't care if it's black, white, Chinese, whatever. Whatever it might be. If it's a personal problem, if it's a physical problem, if it's an emotional problem, you tell that problem, look, get away from me. You don't belong here. Because my praise tells God, hey, look, I'm looking to the hills from which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord which made heaven and earth. That's what our praise should do. I have not read the scripture. I have not read the scripture yet, but if I could use a scripture, and I had it in my notes, and I had not went to my notes, and if you want to comment or if you have a question, you can join in, and I'm going to have Bishop Cook give you that information right now in Jesus' name.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What an awesome teaching we are in the midst of. Listen, if you're in the studio right now and you want to put your praise on this message, if you have been encouraged, if you want to encourage the man of God, all you have to do is press your 1. I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Hallelujah. If you're in the chat room, and I have been looking at all the amens and the hallelujahs in the chat room, but if you have a comment or a question for Minister Adam, you may transcribe it now, and I will relay it to him. Minister Adam, you have been doing a phenomenal job. We have many in the chat room that are being blessed by what you are saying. I love the way you're talking about praise and prayer because they are God's motivators. Hallelujah. When we praise him, you know, the word of God says, if you praise me, I will give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. And, you know, but we have to trust him. And we have to commit our ways to him. So I just praise God for this message on today. Again, I just want to give you all time to press your ones. Hallelujah. Oh, okay. We have Melissa, and she is in the chat room, and she is in Miami, Florida. She just wanted to say that it was nice to hear a minister that is her peer. Hallelujah. And this young lady is 22 years old. And so, you know, I praise God for you, Minister Tuggle, because you're reaching our younger audience, and they are tuning in. They are sitting in the chat rooms. They are listening. They are praising God with you. So, you know, just keep on doing what you're doing. It doesn't look like, because you are so clear and you are truly blessing and encouraging, I don't see anyone's pressed. So I will turn the program back over to you, my dear.
Yes, ma'am. I want to say to Melissa from Miami, Florida, God bless you. Continue to stay encouraged. I love the fact that you're Bishop Cook said that you're 24. I started, and this is just a word of encouragement to you and to anybody that is listening that's a young person. I started ministering when I was 17 years old. The Lord called me at 17. Well, he called me before that. I ain't gonna sit on this broadcast and lie. The Lord called me before that. He actually called me when I was 13. But I was trying to run from it. And this is what, and I know this is not, I know this is, I know that this is not about, I know I'm getting off the topic here, but I want to do this to all of the people that are new in ministry and that may be called, and I say maybe because you might think that you're called and the Lord, and I'm not here to beat anybody up. Let me say that now. That's a disclaimer. But if you're called to the ministry, make sure that it's the Lord calling you. Okay? I'm not, and this is not a shot at Melissa in Miami either. But
somebody's been listening to my ministerial classes, praise the Lord.
If you have been called to the ministry and you're a young person, use your energy, use your time, use your youth while you have it. Because I'm getting ready to be 34 years old. I'm getting up there in age now.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
When I was a teenager, when I was in my 20s and things like that, I had a lot of energy. Now I still have energy. Now, don't get me wrong, I still have a lot of energy. But now I have a wife. I have children now.
Uh-huh.
But in my late twenties, I got married and, you know, had children. But in my early to mid twenties, I didn't have a wife. I didn't have children. So those that are single and you're in your twenties and your teens and stuff, use that time for the Lord, man.
Amen. Amen. May I please interject here? Amen.
Yes.
I just want to also say to all young ministers, understand this. We don't care if you had ministers and pastors in your family dating back to the Civil War. If God has not called you, do not call yourself. We do not care how many pastors are in your family. You need to understand this. You cannot be groomed for ministry. Only God can call you to ministry, and only God can equip you for ministry through the power of his Holy Spirit.
Right.
So I just want some of you out there that, you know, you may say, and have I been called? Well, you know, you have to listen to the voice of God. You have to ask God. Hallelujah. And then you have to allow him to equip you so you can get in the correct lane. Because a lot of us
right.
get jacked up from the beginning because we don't want to go through the process. We just want to say, oh, I'm a minister. Oh, I'm a, you know, and then we're off and running. No, we have to sit at the Father's feet. So I want to thank you for getting off topic and talking to the young people because that gave me an opportunity to piggyback off of what you said, and I sure appreciate you allowing me to do so.
Yes, ma'am. And there's another thing I wanted to say before we get back on the topic. I'm sorry, y'all. This is just a Jesus thing, y'all. We don't have a protocol on this show. We have a Jesus call.
There you go.
I was always taught you don't have protocol. Now we know about protocol, and we need to do everything in decency and in order. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that when a Jesus call, then we do it. I will say this about the calling. That when you get into your status of ministry, there's two things that you need to watch out for. Two things. One, make sure, like Bishop Cook said, make sure that you're called by God. But there's two things you need to watch out for. The headaches and the big head. I'm sorry.
No. You better say that. Teach, preacher. Teach up in here.
The headaches and the big head. You might say, well, Minister Adam, what are you talking about? The headaches and the big head. The headaches is the headaches of being in the ministry. It's not an easy job. You have to
say
watch
that
every single word you say, every single place you go, everything that you say, every place that you go, every line that you tell somebody, because the blood is on your hands. If you do something that is off in your life. You need to watch your life because your life needs to be an example, too. It ain't just what comes out of your mouth. It's also how you live. And the big head, you might say, what is that? Make sure that your ministry don't give you the big head because just as well as God has blessed you with the ministry, God can take it away. And God can sit you down quicker than he put you up there. You may not be a T.D. Jakes. That does not mean anything. To God, T.D. Jakes is no better than I am. No better than Bishop Cook. My ministry is not to God. Just because somebody's being seen all over the TV does not mean a thing. Oh, man, I wasn't going to go here today. Let me get back to the topic. I will bless the Lord at all times.
Woo! You better follow the Holy Ghost. Come on up in here.
And his praise shall continually be in my mouth.
You better come on. Come on, preacher.
But I enjoy ministry. Because it brings me life, and I don't say I enjoy it because of the fact that people love to hear what I'm saying and I have melodious words. It's not about that. Because I can say Jesus wept. You can preach off Jesus wept. And I do not have a degree in ministry. Let me tell y'all that now. There was a lot of people in the Bible that did not have degrees. They were fishermen. They were tax collectors. They had jobs in the natural.
Baby, come on, say it.
They were not high degree people. It was the Pharisees that had high degrees. Uh oh. It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees that and they were the ones that stuck on themselves too. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Tell it. Come on. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. They were stuck on themselves. And the Pharisees were stuck on themselves because they had the degrees, they had the nice clothes and all of that. And the reason, and you might say, well, how are they stuck on themselves? Look at what they did to Jesus. When Jesus came in preaching something totally different than what they were living, they got mad about it. When they went against, see, Jesus went against the grain. When Jesus was, went against the grain, he didn't have everybody liking him. Everybody didn't like what Jesus did. When those thieves, and I called them thieves because that's what they were doing, because they were doing stuff that wasn't right when Jesus was sitting over there flipping over tables and getting mad. Because you have turned my house into a den of thieves.
Amen. Say it.
That's why I can call them thieves. Because Jesus said it. They were taking the... See, that's why I said last week, we use the work of God and don't use the word of God. We don't take time to study the word of God. We don't take time to apply the word of God. We don't take time. Jesus, why me, Lord? Jesus.
Come on. Let him use you. Come on, Brad.
But if I could get back to the topic. But this goes into blessing the Lord. So the minute you minister the word of God, you're blessing him. Because when his people are blessed, you're blessing him. You're glorifying him. And he said he would not give his glory to another. That's why I said earlier, you don't need to get the big head about ministry. Because it's his ministry. It's not ours. He just put it in your hand. Let me give you an example. And I want to say this. This radio show does not belong to me. It belongs to the Lord. He just blessed me with the platform.
Amen.
This radio station does not belong to Bishop Cook. He just put it in her hands.
Amen. Say that.
And look, let me show y'all something. And I'm getting ready to be real direct right quick. And I know this is not on the topic. I'm sorry for this. And I'm not telling anybody off. I'm not throwing off or anything. Let me show y'all something. When you have praise on the inside of you, when you have the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, when you have God on the inside of you like you say you do and like the Bible says, you will not be upset at somebody else's praise when they lifting up God, when they up there testifying. See, some people don't know how to testify. Some people don't know how to give a testimony. Sometimes they sugar coulda woulda. Uh-oh.
Wow.
Well, I could praise him better than that. This sister don't know how to shout. She don't know how to pray. Look, I'm sorry for this, but if you have
don't
the grace like you say you do, if you have the Holy Ghost like you say you do, you will not do that. You will not. I'm a better preacher than pastor. No. I said this before. Let the pastor be the pastor.
Thank you.
I'm not a pastor. I've never been a pastor. Don't want to be. But I'm not going to go in my pastor's church and try to take over. And second of all, they ain't going to let me. And a good pastor won't.
You better say that.
A good pastor will not let just anybody come and preach in their pulpits. I didn't. I'm talking about praise today.
Well.
But a good pastor and a good follower will let the pastor lead. If the pastor didn't call you for praise service, to lead praise service, don't try to take over the praise service, okay? The pastor didn't call you to preach. Don't be sitting over there during praise service trying to preach. You trying to preach a sermon and you're supposed to be giving a testimony. And look, let me show y'all about praise. Let me show y'all the difference between praise and complaining. Because this is what happens in church, and this is why some pastors have eliminated the praise service. I'm gonna show y'all the difference. Praise is when I give glory to God for him bringing me out of this and him bringing me out of that and him bringing me out of this. Complaint is I want to first give honor to God, who is the head of my life. Oh, y'all know what? The devil did this and the devil did that and the devil did this and the devil just took me here and the devil just took me there and I got this pain on the inside of me and I got my children ain't acting right. And then you just sit down. Uh-oh. That's complaining. That's not praising. That's showing how crazy you are in your spiritual walk with God, too. Uh-oh. That's showing how much you don't have no much faith in the Lord, too. Because if you really had faith in him, if you had faith and if your praise, your praise will make, just like your gift will make room for itself, your praise will make room for your blessing too. But if you're complaining, your complaints will make room for stressing too.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it before, with every action, there's a reaction. Your complaining will make room for stressing. Your praise will make room for your blessing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that again for the people in the back that didn't hear me. Your praise will make room for your blessing. Your complaining will make room for your stressing. Your complaining brings on more stress. Because now you got to worry about what you just complained about even more. See, let me show y'all something. When you praise God, it takes your mind off of the problem. When you give God your best praise, it takes your mind off of the issue at hand. And guess what? It increases, the songwriter said, like I said earlier, the songwriter says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus. When you think on him, that's why the Bible says think on these things that are of a good report. Amen? The Bible says think on these things. The song says when I think of the goodness of Jesus, that's why when you think on what he's done for you before, it gives you more of a praise. It opens up more weapons too. I've said that before too. It opens up a level. It opens up more weapons that you have at your arsenal in Christ. How does it open up more weapons? Well, we talked before that of the weapons of God. Because the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We studied about the armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. And one of those pieces of that armor is what? The shield of what? Faith. When you praise God, it opens up your thought process to say, hey, look, when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, that song says that. So when you think about what he's done for you before, you'll start thinking about what he's done for you before, and then it opens up your faith. How does it open up your faith about thinking about what he's done for you before? It opens up your faith because now you see, now your eyes are open. Now the blinders have been taken off. Somebody's starting to get it now. Your blinders are taken off of your issues. The blinders of your problems have been taken off. You're not looking at the problem. You're looking at the solution to the problem. When the blinders come off and when you start focusing in on the praises of God, it opens up a whole new level. It takes you out of the realm of your issues. It takes you out of the realm of your problems. So let's go there. Let's tap more into that. Let's go there real quick. When you start thinking about the goodness of God in your own personal life, it opens up things that hasn't been open. You have to start. Well, the Lord brought me through this. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what you're going through today. But let me show y'all something. And I'm gonna give y'all. I have not read a scripture yet. Well, maybe I have. I haven't just read it out of my notes. But the Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Verse number 2 of Psalms 34 says, my soul shall make her what? Her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Now watch this. When you testify about the goodness of God, not only does it help you, but it helps other people. When you testify, when you're talking about your problems, it then brings on other issues. Just like your praise activates weapons that you have, that weapons of your arsenal, opens up other weapons. When you talk about your problems, it brings up other issues. It opens up other issues. Especially when you go talking about your problem. That's why I said a couple shows before, I said, don't talk about your problems to people, to everybody. It's not good to talk. That's why I said, I don't tell my wife, and I don't tell everybody when I'm going through everything. Because I don't want the devil to know. I don't want the devil to know, and I don't want the people to know. I don't want the people to know everything that I go through, because some people are not for me. We can look at Job. Let's look at Job. For example, when Job was going through, not everybody was for him. Not everybody was for him. Not even his own wife at that time. Because his wife told him to curse God and die. But he said, I got to hold on to my integrity. He held on to his integrity. He said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of what? The Lord. He gave God praise in the midst of what he was going through. Even though he was going through in his body, he had people coming at him. They saw what he was going through. Some people will see what you're going through, and they will come at you with everything that they got, and they will try to kick you while you're down. But the Bible says, in the songwriter says, be encouraged. Be encouraged. The songwriter says, be encouraged. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself. The songwriter says, encourage yourself in the Lord. We have to learn how to praise our way through things. That's why I said prayer and praise are the most important, one of the two most important things that we have in our arsenal with God, in our battles. When I said it earlier, when we pray to God, it is making our requests known unto God. Mm-hmm. It is making our requests known. Our praise activates God to move on our request. How do I know? Because the Bible says he dwells in the midst of what? Praises. He moves. He's moved by our praise. That's why I said your blessing is in your praise. My blessing was in my praise when I went forth in praise, knowing, and sometimes we don't need to ask God for anything. Sometimes. Don't ask God for nothing. Just praise him. Just praise him because he's good. Just praise him because he's done something
Hallelujah.
For you. Even if he doesn't
Hallelujah.
Do anything else for you. Give him the praise. Paul and Silas, when I talked about Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas went to prison because they were preaching the word of God. They went to prison because they cast out a spirit out of a woman, and that one and the people around them did not like what they were doing. You're gonna have people that's why I say it's not good to always tell everything. Because you don't know what people are going through. There's two reasons why you should not tell your problems to everybody. Number one, because people are not always for you. Number two, because you don't know what people are going through. Some people cannot handle it. Some people cannot handle your problems and their problems too. Especially if you saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and you talking to it, it's not good. Just like it's not good to seek ungodly counsel, it's not good to tell your problems to an ungodly individual either. It's not good. Because the Bible says in Psalms, I believe it's Psalms 1. In fact, I'm going to find that scripture real quick. And it talks about in Psalms. In Psalms, I believe it's Psalms 1. Yes, it's Psalms 1, verse number 1. It says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners." Do you know if you tell your problems to the sinner man? If you always complaining, even to a saint, there's two people that you should never hardly tell your problems to. There's two sets of people that you should never try to express your problems to. Number one is a sinner. Number two is a baby saint. Because both of them cannot handle it. Both of these types of people cannot handle your problem, especially if you've been saved for, I don't care if you've been saved for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. You don't take your problems to them. A baby saint, you could draw them away. A sinner, no. You got a problem, take it to your pastor.
Oh.
Take it to the pastor. Let the pastor pray for you. Or if it's a little problem that you can deal with yourself, pray for yourself. Lay hands. Look, I was taught early that you don't need no prophet to prophesy over you. But you just talked about a prophet, somebody prophesying over you. I don't have people prophesying over me all the time. And I don't accept everybody's prophecies. It's not good because some people are prophets and prophetess, and some people are prophet liars and prophetess liars too, false teachers. So I know when to back up. I know when to say, don't put your hands on me. I don't let everybody pray for me. You want to pray for me? Pray for me from a distance. But don't put your hands on me. Cause I was out of state one time, and I went to this church, and I had a relative tell me, "Oh, this is a good church. This is a good church." And I went to the church. I didn't know nothing about it, but I went to the church and I, you know, tested it out or whatever. And I was at my home church, but I was out of town. And I was looking for a church to go to for that Sunday. And so I went with that relative. You know, I was sitting there in the service, and there was this minister that was there, and he tried to call himself prophesying over me. And I just looked at him. Him and he was prophesying that me and this one young, that's why I said, and it just brought to my mind, that's why I said that young ministers, young preachers, make sure that you called. And this is the reason right here. Make sure that you called. And make sure that's the Lord calling you, not you calling yourself. Because I had a man tell me, he was standing in a pulpit, and he prophesied that me and this young man, I was 13 years old at the time. I was 13. I got saved at the age of 9. I was 13 years old. And I was in Arizona. I was staying in Mesa, Arizona with one of my relatives. Long way away from my church home at the time. And I went to this service, and this man was telling me that me and this other guy, that me and this other young man is of that church, was going to be going around the world, and we're going to be ministering around the world and all this stuff. I ain't seen that young man since. I have not seen that young man since the day I left. And I was back in 2001. That's how I knew he was prophesying. I hear y'all laughing at me. I hear y'all over there always laughing at me. And I hear Melissa of Miami, I hear you laughing at me. Amen. It's okay.
Yes, we are all cracking up over here. We're all cracking up over here. Thank you.
But I ain't seen that young man since. And this man that tried to prophesy over me, which was a prophet lie, he was like, well, can I pray for you? And their relative said, oh, yeah, going up there and get prayer. And I just sat there. I said, no, I'm not going up there. Oh, wow, why not? Why not? He's a man of God. And no, he's a liar. That's what he is. I'm going back to Indianapolis, where my church is. I did not receive that in my spirit. That man lying. That's what he's doing. He's lying. That's all he's doing. I don't know this young man. Now, I wasn't against the young man. Now, the young man that he was talking about, I had nothing against him, but I did have something against that man lying. A grown man sitting over there trying to prophesy over something, prophesying over something that wasn't true. So, no, we're not having that. And I knew that at 13. And I just looked at the relative that I was with, and I said, no, I'm not going up there to get prayer. He ain't laying hands on me. I don't let people lay hands on me. If you sitting over there lying in my face, no, sir, no, ma'am, no, you're not going to put your hands on me. Mm-mm. I cannot. Let me lay hands on myself. Mm-mm. No, we're not having that. But getting back to praise, because we're almost out of time here, but your praise will make room for itself, for the blessings that come with it. Amen. We have to understand that out of everything we go through, we must praise the Lord. Because Psalms 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. This is the reason why. This is the reason why we need to praise God. And this is the reason why we need to praise God in front of others. Every person, if you have family members, and look, this is a good way to draw your family members that are unsaved. Let me show y'all something. Let me show you something. You don't have to preach the Bible to them all the time. You might say, well, how am I going to draw them if I'm not telling them about the Word of God? You know, you can tell them through a praise. Mm-mm. Be wise about it. You know, I told somebody, I was downtown one time, and this guy, and I believe I've said this on the show before, but for those that don't know, I'm going to say it again. There was this guy downtown, and I was coming from the mall, and I was getting ready to head back home. And this is before I got married and had children and all that stuff. I was single by myself, you know, shopping. Can't do that much no more now. I do that every now and then. But this guy stopped me. He said, "Hey, I got this good stuff right here. I got this good stuff, you know." I said, "Well, what do you got?" He said, I got this good weed and, you know, whatever." And I said, "Well, sir, I don't smoke. I don't do none of that." And he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, you know, whatever." And he started to walk away, and the Lord says, "Stop him." He said, "Since he offered you something, offer him something." He said, "Offer him the Holy Ghost." And I'm thinking, okay. So I stopped the guy, but I'm thinking about what words to say. I said, "Hey, man, you know, come here real quick. I'm going to talk to you." And, you know, as I was approaching him and he was approaching me, we were walking in the, you know, walking towards each other. I'm thinking about what to say. I'm like, "Oh, man, I can't just say, hey, I'm going to offer you the Holy Ghost. You know, this, you know, he might be turned off by that, you know." So at that moment, the Lord gave me something to say to this man. And he said, "Man, what, you changed your mind? You want to buy something?" I said, "No." Said, no, sir, you know, but since you offered me something, I'm going to offer you something." And he said, "Well, what is it?" I said, "I got something. The reason why I didn't take what you had, because I got something better than that." And he said, "Oh, you do?" He said, What is it? I said, This is a drug that can get you high, and when you come down feeling so good." And he said, "What?" I said, "It's better than that weed." It's better than that stuff you got in your pocket right now. It's better than that weed you got in your pocket right now. He said, "What? Oh, shoot, what is it? What's it called?" I said, "HG. He said, "Oh, man, that sounds good." He said, "HG, what is that?" I said, "You know what? HG. I said, "It's the Holy Ghost, bruh." He said, "Oh, man. He said, "You one of them?" I said, "Yeah, I'm one of those. I said, I've been having this on the inside of me since I was 9 years old, bro. And I just broke it down to him just like that. And he received it because I didn't see when you come to people, I was telling him about my testimony. Now, I've never done drugs. Now, that was none of before I got saved, that was never one of my vices, mainly because I got saved at the age of 9 and I was living with my parents and I didn't do that type of stuff. But that was never one of my vices when I got older. That was never somebody tempt me with something like that. That was never one of them. But what I am saying is you got to come down to their level to make them understand, not stoop down to their level that you're doing what they're doing. Not saying that. I'm saying come down to their level to allow them to understand what you're talking about. You ain't got to mingle with them. But I told him, I said, there are some things that this HG has helped me with, problems that I've been through. I said, "Homie, look, let me ask you this." I said, do you smoke that to when you get nervous or when you got problems going on?" He said, "Yeah, bro." He said, "Yeah." And he said it just like that. He said, "Yeah, I smoke it when I got problems, when I got things on my mind, and it calms me down." I said, "Bro, look, go to Acts 2 and 38. I said, "Bro, anytime I go through something, I call upon the Holy Ghost. I call upon the name of the Lord. I call upon him, and he takes away all my problems." I said, I said, "What kind of problem?" I asked him, "Name one problem that you go through on one, just one." And he said, "I go through with with family issues. I said, oh, that's good, bro. You know why? Because I don't have family issues. And you know what? I said, is it hard for you to forgive your family, the problems you're having with? He said, yeah, sometimes. I said, you know what? I had a big issue with a close family member. And you know what? I love them now all because of HG. I love them now. We got a good relationship now all because I went down in prayer, all because I fasted, all because I went in the Word of God. And I said, you go to Acts 2 and 38. Go to Acts 2 and 38. And that'll tell you how to receive the Holy Ghost, man. And he took it. And I gave him a flyer and everything, and he took it. And I appreciate, because I could have went through my problems. I could have told him, hey, look, yeah, I understand, bro. I'm going through that same problem right now. And I'm going, and you know what, I went through this mind battle and that mind battle, and I went through that, and my parents ain't acting right, and my family ain't acting right, and the money ain't acting right, and I ain't got no job and all this stuff. But I didn't do that. And that's the thing. That's what our praise is. Therefore, that's why it says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. See, if you're exalting him, you'll have other people exalt him. If you give him the praise in front of people, those praises will bounce off. Those praises is like a fire. Jeremiah said it's like fire shut up in my bones. It's like fire. Praise should be like a fire. It should ignite and start going everywhere. A good fire goes everywhere, and it spreads. That's the word I'm looking for. It spreads. So our praise should spread, because it not only lifts up the name of Jesus, but it moves. And when they start praising, when they start hearing you praise God, they'll be like, oh, man. No, bro, you know what? Hey, the Lord did this for me. The Lord did that for me. Hey, you told me about yours. I'm going to tell you about mine. Then they start telling you about theirs. Don't you know the Lord starts moving in their life? So you just started something. That's why I said, don't complain in front of people. Praise him in front of people. Because if you start praising him and they start praising him, they start telling you about their testimony, about what the Lord has done for them. And I only got a couple minutes, so I'm going to break this down real quick. This is what I'm going to end off of. If you start praising him and you start telling your testimony to other people, and those other people start telling their testimony to you, the Bible says when two or three are gathered in his name, there he'll be in the midst. He's going to move. So now he's got two people praising him. Now he's got to move for two problems. Do y'all see what the Lord is trying to convey to us today? Praise. The blessing is in your praise. The blessing is in your praise. He said, "Well, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." That's what he wants. And I heard a sermon one time. It says, give the man what he wants. Give him what he wants. He just wants some praise. So at the end of this, I want to encourage you today. At the end of it. So we got a couple minutes. At the end of this, I want to say, continue to praise him. Continue to lift him up. Continue. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what it looks like, doesn't matter if it's financial, doesn't matter if it's mental, doesn't matter if it's emotional, I don't care what problem it is, but praise him, because the blessing is in your praise, your breakthrough is in your praise, the light to the end of the tunnel is in your praise. I dare you to give God praise. Matter of fact, I want to leave this show today praising him. I want you to leave this show today praising him and uplifting yourself and telling yourself, I will bless the Lord through all
of it. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm going to bless him. I'm going to bless him no matter what, no matter what I go through, no matter the problem, no matter the test, no matter the test or trial. I'm going to bless him. I'm going to give him his praise because he's been, not because I'm looking for a way out, but because he's been so good to me.
Yeah.
Because he's brought me out of situations before. This is why I give him praise. Yeah. This is why I give him glory. This is why I serve him. This is why I do what I do. Because he's been so good. Acts 2 and 38 says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This right here, that verse, is the only way to see the Lord's face one day. That is the only way to see the Lord's face in peace. I hope that this topic has blessed you on today. And I pray that this week, that if you give God praise, I'm claiming it with you, that this week that we're getting ready to go into, I claim that if you give God praise throughout this whole week, that next week, that this week will be a filled with blessings that you have not will not have room enough to receive. Because he'll be there. He dwells in the midst of praises. So if you give him praise on this week, I want you to call in next week and give your testimony. I claim every bit of blessings upon your life on this week. There's going to be some doors open this week. And if you have doors opening, as long as you give him the praise, and as long as you give him what he give the man what he wants, he'll bless you. And you call in and tell us about it. In Jesus' name, I thank God for being here on today. God bless you. I love you. This is the Summit with Minister Adam Tuggle, and this is the Spirit Alive Network right here on our own station, y'all. God bless you, and continue to listen to the shows throughout the week. We got some great shows coming this week, and I will see you on next week. And if I do if I don't, as my grandmother used to say, I'll see you in the rapture, y'all. God bless you. I love you. In Jesus' name.
Love you.
Bishop Cook, God bless you. God bless
God
you.
Bless
I love
you.
Each and every one of you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Beautiful program. Glory, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus.